December of 2016. We accomplished that. We did not, I did not receive any complaints about the, I think it was the recycling schedule and the garbage pickup and some of those items that had been in the Country Journal. That was the piece that, and we've got some calendars down there, passing around the info. That was the thing I was most worried about, that people were going to say they didn't like or they missed their old thing. The reception's been very positive. I thought the key to doing it, and Nicholas Kay's suggestion to reach out to Danny Fuller and Ray Betts to see if they would help with that, with the design, taking some pictures, and with the idea of what are some notable events in the city of Sylvania in the course of the year. So that was kind of the theme. So I guess two purposes, as Mark said, I wanted to hear what your reaction was. I thought it was pretty positive, that everything that I heard from it. And again, we started a discussion. The mayor came back from his daughters down in the Columbus area that had a similar, ours is a little different than what they did with that one, but that was where the idea came from. I like it that we have a kind of emotional piece that talks about the community. We included the store uses it a lot, some of the packets and some of the information with the chamber. We were able to pass it out around to different stores and things in the community, and reception was pretty positive. So before we started to, I mean, I wanted to get the jump on 2018. Do we want to continue to do this? I'm pretty positive in that camp, but you know, I'm going to go with where I'm directed. And I did feel both Danny and Ray, and to see if they'd be interested in doing it again, and they would be. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. And again, to do it right, because we're almost halfway through 2017.
Yeah. How did it turn out from a budget standpoint? Were you able to
Yes, the budget was really good. And that's why, like, this is the last number I put out last year. We ended up spending a little over $10,000 on it, and we, with the sponsorship, we raised $9,500. And again, it was in the budget, and it's in the budget again with some of the funds that we, and I think Toby told me today that there's $12,000 still in the budget for this item for this year, because we would spend it this year for the 2018.
Any other comments or observations or citizen input from the committee or members of council about the
talked about that too, about, people interested in the community that, about getting involved and volunteering and then linking you with the organizations.
Right, and you run into people that wanna get involved, but they don't really know who to be in touch with, so kind of like a volunteer hearing house. But, and you can go online and maybe more direct them to the right place.
Bill, the one thing that I would mention to you again, something that I talked about this last year, a little too late to ask the designers to consider as part of the overall concept. And that is to make sure that the photographs for sure reflect the diversity of our community. You know, Sarah did a piece, I believe, a few weeks ago in the newspaper about the diversity of schools here in the South African America. We have been, our neighbor, probably everybody's favorite guest, but one angle is gray. So I think it's just interesting to see, to encourage them to not take an easy shot, but something that's a little more flexible than that.
And speaking of that, I'd like to see in January, I'd like to see an action day that now. Because I'm sure there's probably a space thing that, I don't know, it doesn't look right to me.
So I'm interested to see what the design would look like for next year. And I guess in particular, to see if we're able to, have pages that go with the months that aren't the same things every year, right? So that's a challenge, yeah. I mean, to keep it going so that you're not just highlighting the same thing, otherwise it kind of loses its feel. And I think what we did here about knowing for sure is that there's a theme about a creative landscape. And maybe there's an opportunity to have a theme for the next year and then if we have follow that. But if you do that, then you're maybe losing the ability to highlight some of those things you're highlighting. But that's something that not gonna lead to them to see if they can keep it fresh.
Yeah.
And that's the idea, right?
I think that's a good point. And I think that's what I wanted to do, to come back. And that's what they said they would do, is a formal proposal of what they would do. And the approach is, I think they're already thinking something different, that, you know, the basis of something. There's a lot of different ways to go with this. And what I like to do is kind of get that and then pitch it again, just to make sure everybody's comfortable.
And you can reset after a few years and go back to, you know, a creative landscape again, right? I guess I'd like to just make sure that we're not on thin ice, if we simply automatically give this to the designers to do it last year. Are we at all in area committed responsibility to get this out? Or are we within our right to make it a contract? I just don't know the answer to that.
How much was the contract? It wasn't very much, just a few thousand, if I remember.
$2,000 on the, $1,000 for each of the designers, which was
pretty covering.
Yeah, that was pretty inexpensive. I anticipate that being higher this year.
But what's the limit with that?
So go with that amount of dollars, you don't need to believe.
Yeah, because we need plus $10,000.
I don't know, most governments start from $30,000.
Yeah,
we don't have one. We're in a home rule charter city, but if you're under five figures, certainly you're all right.
Okay.
Because nobody that's commercially doing it is gonna say they'll do it for $1,000.
Okay, so then what are the civic politics of that? And if we get the other stuff, if you know, the James people and other people.
Well, I think it would be developed, and I'm very comfortable with long back. I mean, we're here not too west.
I think what we might consider is letting them know that we got it, what they did, we'd like to move forward, but acknowledging that we may need to put it out at some point in time, so put it on their radar.
create concepts that you did in design to be in this calendar, but then also making sure we go back out to our spot. Right, and I haven't done that. I wanted to have this being, reach out to the pool, and see if there's others that might be interested in being a sponsor. And again, we tried to capture, that was one thing that came up at the meeting before we did the calendar. You know, we didn't want ads all over the place, which I think we accomplished that, and it was pretty. I thought it was, Republic had their presence, and then the other three on this, so that was the four sponsors, which I didn't think was too bad.
Is that coverage for this one?
I think Sandy's point is right.
Is that a good spot?
It could be, but it just probably didn't itself.
Or that could be just like your track.
Well, yeah, whenever, but I just.
The thing, again, the thing that people want to know.
Right.
Picture the mayor, but there's a.
We don't think that.
Well, you know, Mayor, I was thinking about something that is, I certainly hope doesn't happen necessarily, but could, and that is, we actually don't take our competition until after the November election, right? Because we want to make sure that people that have.
We're not firing them anymore.
No, man, I hope that information.
It's possible if the family won't be in question.
Maybe that's true, and let's hope for that.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I'm not sure we need a motion or anything to suggest this going forward, unless you'd rather take one.
No, I'm fine, just knowing that I can move forward. What I'd like to do, though, is come back and when we have kind of an idea of what the theme for the 2018, kind of get an idea.
Right, you know, it would be nice in the next meeting to have them come in and kind of walk through what they have in mind.
That'd be great.
Design, nobody does better than a designer.
Right.
What do you think that might happen with?
I think if I give them enough notice for a couple weeks at least, then they could come in and talk about it.
Come in and do it?
Sure.
And is that right?
I think so.
Because then we kind of go into our short schedule, and everything takes a little bit.
What's, we meet twice in June or this month?
Right.
Twice, I'd say shoot for the second meeting. Give some more time.
Wait, is that taken?
You have the backside of your building coming back.
Okay. That's pretty true.
That's why you should never let a lawyer and IT guy be creative.
I wasn't offering anything.
Okay, so I think with the mayor, anything else for you?
No, I'm not sure. I do have one comment, and that's the hand sketch on the front. It's very nicely done, but it could be that you have a whole different image next year, and it's a photograph on the cover, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be, I don't think it should be the same sketch. It doesn't have to be a sketch. That's my opinion.
No, I think the whole point is you want it to look different.
It should.
I mean, it needs to have the same concept, but it needs to have a little different vibe. Okay. Take your book.
You know, the same thing every year, but they look like they're beautiful. You still have your book?
Expensive.
Is it?
How much are the $75?
Oh, my gosh, really?
If I would have remembered in September.
Just got the Sisters of St. Francis Centennial book. It's pretty impressive. It's not a yearbook, it's a century book.
Okay, so Bill, thank you for being proactive about this. One other item, there's an item 10 on the agenda tonight that relates to appointments to boards and commissions. I think we all know that the mayor asked the committee to identify a representative to the Sister City Commission from council. We've done a little bit of working around that issue, and we have a very good solution that's going to require us to do a mid-year reshuffling of two of our boards. So what's going to happen, those that we propose, is that Jason will take down the responsibility of being a representative of the Pennsylvania Services Board, which includes the senior center. And I will
but if not,